You, as we dive into the political desk with Professor Andre Duvenage. Prof, good morning to you. Thank you so very much for joining us on the show.
Morning, Abongile. Nice talking to you.
Prof, it's been an interesting weekend politically. We talk about the DA leader, Musima Imani, who has proposed that the party hold its first policy conference. But we also talk about many that have threatened to resign should Helen Zille win the post of chair within the DA. We know now that she has won this post. Prof, your overall impression of what has transpired with the DA so far?
Yes, I think it was a very interesting and very important development. I think you made the point that Helen Zille won, and that is an indication that what I call the Liberal Democrats had the upper hand in the Federal Council, and that is to the expense of the Musima Imanis, in a lesser way, the Ethel Trollops of the world. I don't think the other two candidates perform in any way that they are really a big influence in the battle within the Democratic Alliance. But clearly we have also listened to Herman Mashaba indicating that the moment that the right-wing groups, as he called it, will take over the DA, then he's going to resign. And my understanding is that this morning there's a press conference established by Herman Mashaba, and there are indications of the possibility that he may resign as mayor of Johannesburg. So clearly there's a lot of developments going on. I think this touch on the soul of the Democratic Alliance and about the future, I think we are going to see an early elective conference, and there's a lot of pressure on Musima Imani. And my understanding is there will also be a policy conference clarifying the direction of the Democratic Alliance. Interesting is the fact that the Ryan could see a Tony Leon report was discussed, and it was critical about Musima Imani's and his inability to give a clear indication of the direction of the party. They are saying he's talented, he's popular, but he cannot make strong and tough decisions where necessary.
Prof, I mean, if you are sitting here and you look, just leading on to that, he is popular, he's being liked, but he just, apparently, according to some supporters, he just as he lacks the vision to lead. He has called on a policy conference and also called on for an early elective Congress. These are traits for me of someone who's sure, or someone who believes that he has a very good chance of taking on or being re-elected again. I mean, does he stand a good chance?
Well, Epps, I think this is again going to be a 50-50 call. For us to analyze this at this point is difficult because we do not know who will be the other candidate. We may even end up with a person like Helen Zille be re-elected as leader. So it will depend on who is the opposition. But I think you are quite right. He still has a support base within the Democratic Alliance. It is not clear that he is most necessarily going to lose the support and that he may keep his position as leader. I think that is definitely a scenario. However, I think we are going to see some mobilization from the Liberal Democrats. I think they are going to try and get a candidate standing. I don't know who it will be. And I think the natural leader at this point, outside the Helen Zille frame of reference, is probably a person like Ethel Trollope. But Ethel Trollope is, in a way, aligned to Musima Imani. So I don't think he will stand against him. But the choice of candidate will be critical in this context.
If you have just joined the conversation, feel free to be part of the conversation. DA leader Musima Imani has proposed the party hold its first policy conference and also repeated a call for an early elective Congress. Rumors have been rife that many are going to be exiting the DA if Helen Zille wins the chair post. It seems now that she has, in fact, it doesn't seem that way, she has won the chair post. Will they actually follow through to through with their promises? We'd love to hear from you. What are your thoughts as a DA supporter? What does this mean for the party? 0214460567. Prof, many are making the assertion that there are factions now within the DA. Is it justified to say that there are factions within the DA, or are we just, or is the DA at a place where they just have disgruntled individuals?
You know, Epps, there are always groupings with different thinking within any organization. The moment there are specific leadership and they compete for positions and they are fighting each other, then we are reaching the point of factions and factionalism. That is, at this point in time, prominent within the ANC. I'm not sure about the EFF, but normally you find it in all parties. This is also the case when it comes to the DA. In the past, they had a tradition and they had strong institutions and processes to deal with this. And at the core of the Democratic Alliance is a democratic process. The question, however, is will the faction or the grouping that is not going to win accept the reality and start and keep quiet and go on within the existing framework under the existing leaders, etc.? Now, that is a question at this point in time, because before the election of a chairperson of the federal board, Musi Maimane made a very strong statement that people should accept him or either they should leave and establish their own party. That was quoted in the media on Saturday. Now, if that is the position, it is a relative hard line. And my take on it, not a good one. I think, however, that there is possibility for reconciliation within the structures of the ANC. It's going to be interesting to see how the so-called Black Caucus, and Herman Mashaba, according to my understanding, is part of that Black Caucus, how they are going to react to a scenario where Helen Zille is basically, in my words, the Secretary General of the Democratic Alliance, because it's the same position as the Secretary General within the context of the ANC. And I think the next week will give us an indication of developments in this regard. But I believe they can reconcile, they can even go on with Musi Maimane in a certain way. So there's a number of scenarios on the table.
And Prof, yeah, let's get into it. Helen Zille has won the chair. She says that, "I never said that I was coming to save the DA. All I said was I could not stand aside and watch the DA unravel." Is she then the person? Is she the right person? Could she be the one to turn things around?
I think if we look at her track record, that she definitely has a sound track record under her leadership nationally. There was strong support for the Democratic Alliance. During her term as Premier, she performed exceptionally well. Even the Democratic Alliance, even the ANC, acknowledged that Helen Zille was the best Premier out of the 9 provinces. And I think the governance indicators are telling us that she did a good job. However, it's always bad for an old leader to come back and to restore some of the old power. That is always a negative thing in politics. But I think on a balance sheet of things, she can make a difference. In a way, the DA need a bit of consolidation. The big question, however, is will she be acceptable? We have heard strong words coming from Ethel Trollope. We heard strong words coming from Herman Mashaba and a few others. The challenge will be in their ability to reconcile. And we must also take into consideration that 2 of their senior executive members, amongst them the CEO, has resigned even before this federal conference. So there's a new structure to be established. Helen Zille will in effect be the executive manager of the party at this point in time, so we can expect changes. It will be interesting to see if Ryan Kutsia is going to be back as a strategic advisor in some way or another, but I'm expecting changes. It is for Musi Maimane and his group to work together at this point, to prepare for the elective conference, to fight the elective conference if and where necessary, and take the process forward from there.
Prof, thank you so very much for joining us in conversation. I am sure we're going to be chatting soon as these and many other stories develop.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. That is Professor Andre Duvenage from the Northwest University.